Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
That the Iranian embassy in Syria was attacked, saying Israel did it. And folks, I'm telling you, this whole thing can get out of hand very, very quickly. This is one of the reasons why we have to be a stalwart partner with Israel, why we have to make sure that we stand with our allies, especially as they go against really those who are backing groups like Hamas to do what they did on October 7th. And don't think it's over by a long shot, folks. These backers like Iran and others, they want to keep this thing going in any way possible for them that they can. All right, folks, welcome back to the program. Kyle Warren with you. Hour number three now launching officially here on this Tuesday morning. We heard from Wally, by the way. And I appreciate Wally's message very much. He says, I was born on a Tuesday, so it has that going for it. Well, I'll take that, Wally. That's right, because Tuesday's okay by me, but now if it's Wally was born on a Tuesday, it makes it even better. And so we can enjoy ourselves, and we can continue to have a lot of fun here on this Tuesday morning edition of the program. You can head over to KyleWarrenShow.com, of course, if you'd like to send us a direct message, and we'll open up the telephone lines at the bottom of the hour, 949-822-7959, if you'd like to opine. And speaking of opining, we've got Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com and the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook. It's a little bit of a workaround this morning. We got Denise on the telephone instead of our usual connection method, but it's still good because it's still Denise. Good morning, Denise.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning. Well, as we mentioned just before, and I think it really bears repeating, I think a big takeaway, and I'm so glad you mentioned it, with this whole thing about the Easter egg roll and when President Biden was asked about this proclamation about Transgender Visibility Day, he says, I didn't do that. And, you know, I don't think he meant, no, I didn't try to insult somebody. He didn't think he did it, evidently.
Yeah, he didn't know what he signed.
Yeah, that's huge.
So now we really have an admission that we have a bigger problem, a confirmed bigger problem in this White House, that he doesn't know what he's doing. They just hand him stuff, sign this, and he does, and moves on.
This is huge.
It really is huge. And Speaker Johnson, you know, called him out, and then Biden claims that Speaker Johnson doesn't know what he's talking about. And so Speaker Johnson had to publicly put it out there on Twitter that it's his signature.
Yeah. I think that, in other words, in so many ways, this feels like, well, you know, Kyle and Denise are just kind of, you know, harping on this thing for no good reason. But that's not it at all. I think you said it so well, Denise. I mean, this actually is a confirmation that Joe Biden is not fully aware of the things that are going on in his own White House. And
correct.
Yeah. And so, you know, this, not just for the campaign. I mean, this is major fodder for the campaign, the Trump campaign, but it's also a major problem for the country. You know, if you have people making decisions and doing things that he has no knowledge of, that just begs the question, you know, who's running the show?
And this comes off of the heels of the crazy event in New York where you had Biden and Clinton there flanking. You had Obama and Biden there flanking Biden, you know, for re-election. You know, do you former presidents really want us to do this? I mean, are you advocating for everything that this White House has done?
Yeah, that's a very good question. That's a very good question. And obviously, you know, plan they may have, the Democrat Party elite, I think they're just trying to ride the election out. Maybe then they'll figure they'll make some change after the election is over. Or do you think they are looking forward to trying to do something, some kind of big, significant thing at the convention and draft somebody new? I mean, or is it just all up in the air?
Well, they're stuck with him now. After you got Obama and Clinton there, they're stuck with him. So I think they're going to ride it out and then make some kind of move after the convention.
Yes, I concur. Because just listening to Joe Biden, you know, and again, this wasn't even the same Joe Biden, because they didn't pump him up on whatever to do the Easter egg roll, for goodness sakes. He's been sort of very slow. He's been plotting. He's been doing all this stuff. And nobody in America, I think, really truly believes that this guy has another 4 years as president. In other words, just because of these things and how they're affecting him.
You know, he was asked by Al Roker the other day what are his favorite memories? And his favorite memories are when his grandchildren come and jump up and down on the bed in the White House. His grandchildren are adults.
Wow. I did not hear that. Wow. Wow. And I wonder what Karine Jean-Pierre would do to try to fix that.
I don't care. I mean, she's worthless. But it's not my point listening to her.
Well, she doubled down on the whole thing by saying, look, this thing, it was almost like, she was like it was like she's saying, okay, listen up, losers. You know, this always happens March the 31st, so what are you razzing me for on this thing? You know, just, you know, she's trying to explain that we just don't get it, that it, you know, but she wouldn't acknowledge that this was a major, major insult.
No, she won't.
Nope.
They're not going to go there. They can just step over it and keep going.
We'll keep going, and we'll call in the Oyster Bunnies. All right, well, Denise, stay right there. We're going to come right back from break here in just a few moments. We'll have more with Denise Simon, founderscode.com, and the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook. And then we'll take your calls at the bottom of the hour as we continue to race through and rocket through this wonderful Wally's, well, the day that Wally was born on a Tuesday edition on the program. Stay right there, everybody.
Third Watch.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com, That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
All right, we're cruising through this Tuesday edition of the program, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. Don't forget, you can head over to KyleWarrenShow.com. That's KyleWarrenShow.com if you'd like to leave us a direct message this morning, if you'd like to opine. And, of course, we're going to open up the telephone lines at the bottom of the hour if you'd like to have a question or comment for Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com and the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook. And once again, we've got Denise on the telephone this morning. A little bit of a workaround for a technical issue, but don't worry, we'll get it fixed sooner than later. But we still got Denise. That's the important thing. Good morning again, Denise.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning. Well, of course, we talked about the oyster bunny, but let's, I mean, this has turned to something very serious, obviously. What do you make of this attack in Syria on Iran's embassy there?
I'm good with it, actually. You know, it's kind of like, you know, Israel said if they have to, they'll go it alone. And it appears that that's precisely what they're doing. Now, they clearly know what the consequences are because they're not neophytes at this. They've got a lot of experience at this. So, you know, they're on full alert here. And it's very interesting that this also happened, I think, while Netanyahu was still in the hospital. You know, he turned, under anesthesia and surgery and so forth, he turned everything over to his deputy and I think this was timed really during that, to show unity. Will this escalate? Yeah, it's going to escalate. I think it's already, some things have already happened in Iraq. But, Yeah, I'm good with it. It just also shows you that Syria is still a problem.
Well, sure. Now, there is a former CIA analyst quoted on Newsmax, Fred Flights, telling Newsmax. Oh, exactly. That's very cool. Says that Israel, again, was responsible for this attack, but troops stationed there were supplying arms to Hezbollah, which, of course, is in the southern part of Lebanon at the northern border of Israel. So this is preemptive on their part? Or are they sending a message, or are they trying to seriously disrupt any command and control that they might have for Hezbollah?
All things are true at the same time.
Okay. Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. And, you know, the go-to word is escalation, but it seems to me, Denise, that Israel doesn't act, you know, in a berserker way. They seem to act in a very calculated. That's exactly the right word. Yes, exactly. And so they would not have done such a thing, primarily because it's so escalatory, as they call it, if they weren't absolutely required to do so.
Well, the State Department was asked about it yesterday, and they said they don't have all the details. Of course they have the details. I'm pretty convinced that Israel probably told the United States this is what we're doing, and the United States is playing stupid on it, which they are.
Yeah. I can imagine. Well, because doesn't this put them into a pickle? You know, they're trying to tell Israel, don't go into Rafah or else, basically. There'll be this big rift. And now Israel doesn't, I mean, they're going to go into Rafah, and there's support, by the way, I know, for going into Rafah. But now they've gone into Syria. I mean, and so, you know, they've actually gone a little bit, they've taken a whole nother step. I think even showing that if there's a threatened breach of relationship, but they're still going to do acts of self-preservation, how could we expect them not to?
Well, I mean, Damascus has been a hideout. And, you know, again, Israel is very experienced in things that happen in Syria. So, you know, this is not a... It was a well-studied, very precision strike, because this building was actually between two buildings, and it didn't touch the other two buildings at all. So they know what they're doing.
Indeed. And, you know, I was looking at one of the pictures of this, and you're describing it exactly right. Yeah, it looks like they were able to literally kind of surgically remove this thing. And that should also be a real testament as well, because, you know, they try to minimize any of that collateral damage. But also, of course, Denise, this points up the fact that Iran is sort of the big kahuna behind this whole thing. And I know that there are others as well, but this actually brings the war directly to them. They're not attacking a proxy at this point. They're attacking the big kahuna.
Well, that's right. And, you know, so we necessarily have to say we're the guts of Jordan and we're the guts of Egypt. And I keep saying that. They're suspiciously absent in all of this. But here's another interesting thing, is that Israel is trying to establish an international peacekeeping force in Gaza when this is all over with. And guess who's opposed to that? Ding, ding, ding. Egypt.
Mm-hmm.
Egypt wants the Palestinian Authority to govern Gaza. Well, that's just not going to work. You know, I mean, it's just not going to happen. So, you know, Egypt and Jordan are the problems here. So, they don't want any part of this, which then tells me, are we in a situation here where Egypt has become a client state of Iran, much like Belarus is a client state of Russia. You see what I'm saying? I mean,
that's incredibly powerful and important, you know, because obviously these kinds of developments, you know, they're significant, and it seems to me that they could run very fast now. at this point. You know, given what's happening, the level of antagonism and so forth. But yes, if Egypt is in and of itself also being being influenced, shall we say, in a very big way, that does not bode well.
Yeah, and you know, I keep saying that why can't, you know, these Palestinians go to the Sinai? I mean, it is the northern part of Sinai is very developed. What's the problem? Well, the problem is Egypt. So this tells you that these Palestinians have dug in their heels and they're not going to settle for anything less than continuing to destroy Israel. I mean, that's just, let me remind the listeners. Let's go back to 1973, shall we?
Mm-hmm.
When the Olympics were held in Munich, Israel asked Germany, we've got to have security. And Germany went, no, 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 this is the Olympic spirit. There's nothing that's going to happen. Well, guess what happened? You know, there was a terror attack. We tend to forget a Palestinian militant organization called Black September. Anybody remember that one?
Right.
So, yeah. So they're not going to stop.
Well, no. And it just seems to me, too, that there will be reprisals, obviously, in the offing. Will Iran, do you think this gives Iran the quote-unquote justification they need to attack Israel on their, quote-unquote, on their own? Or will they generate something else? Maybe, say, for example, Hezbollah. Will Hezbollah start really, you know, sending rockets over or something else, or even making an incursion into northern Israel as a result?
Israel is going to stay on the offensive. They're not going to be in a defensive position. They're going to stay on the offensive. It's really a message to the United States and to any other country, you better be on the offensive too, because this one's not going to go away until we deal with all things Hamas. And, you know, they keep saying other groups, but they won't say what those other groups are. Do we have a modern day Black September? We very well could, but nobody wants to say it.
Yeah, very, very interesting indeed. So, in other words, this whole thing just got a lot more clear as to who is, you know, who's supporting Hamas and who's really pulling the strings here. But it also got a lot more complicated as to what happens next. All right, Denise, stay right there. We're going to come right back. More with Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com and the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook. And, folks, when we come back, we got your telephone calls, 949-822-7959. Kyle Warren with you. And this Tuesday edition continues to go as fast as we can possibly go.
Third Watch.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
USA News Update. President Biden is set to visit Baltimore on Friday to meet with state and local officials involved in recovery efforts after the bridge collapse. President has pledged full federal support following last week's disaster when a cargo ship hit the Key Bridge, causing it to collapse. Upon Congress's return from Easter recess next week, lawmakers may consider voting on further aid for Ukraine. House Speaker Mike Johnson mentioned during an interview on Fox News Sunday Night in America that the proposed supplemental aid includes funding not only for Ukraine, but also for Israel and the Indo-Pacific region. The White House is investigating reports of an Israeli airstrike targeting a senior Iranian military commander in Syria Monday. The strike occurred near the Iranian embassy in Damascus, and several sources indicate that the commander from the Iranian Revolutionary Guard was killed in that attack. The incident coincides with an ongoing conflict between Hamas and Israel. John Schaefer, USA News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Doing this show is the music. And we get a lot of messages about the music, too, and I always appreciate that. And that's a cool thing, because one of the things that we do on this show, of course, as we go through the overnight hours, is we keep you going, and we keep you hopefully smiling and hopefully informed and hopefully ready if you're just starting your day or even if your day's just ending. Hopefully, as I said, you know, keeping you smiling all through the overnight hours. And one of the ways we do that, of course, is we've got Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com and the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook. Good morning again, Denise.
Good morning.
Good morning. Well, I'll tell you what, let's head right over to the telephone line. We got Mary in St. Pete, and Mary's got a question or comment for you this morning. Good morning, Mary. You're on with Denise Simon.
Hi. Good morning. I would like to say that the United Nations has absolutely no business in American business. From Rand Paul, the National Association of Gun Rights is blowing the alarm that Biden aims to sign on to UN's Global Gun Registration Treaty. And if you read that, it's all about, again, a gun grab from the American people. And again, In 1963, a congressman introduced into Congress, it's in the congressional record, and you can read it, the 45 tenets of taking over a country with communism. And the last step in that is destroying the Constitution. And as I think we can all see, they're getting there pretty quickly. And that includes the Second Amendment for people to have gun rights. And as you can, as you know, Australia willingly turned in their guns. America's not going to do that, and they keep being pushed to do that. And I got to tell you, if you're not in the Second Rights Amendment Association or Gun Rights Association, you need to get in there and support people that are trying to defend the country. That's really what it's about, the militia, from whatever's going to happen. But the United Nations is really not looking after the best interest of the people. So Americans need to look after their own country.
Agreed.
I got to tell you, it's really appalling to look at the WHO trying to run our country, the United Nations. Also, Miss Denise, when you go to a website for any of these big corporations, all you have to do is search for ESG or DIE. Just search it, and you will see that that is all over the place. On their corporations, it's been forced upon them, social credit scoring, carbon tax stuff. I got to tell you, I don't know how you stop it, but you have to be aware of it, and it's out there. Thank you.
Hey, thank you, Mary. A great call. We appreciate it. Denise, there's a lot going on there, and obviously the you know, the global governance movement certainly would want to take away our Second Amendment rights. They'd do it in a heartbeat if they could.
If we sign on to a treaty, doesn't that need to be approved by the Senate?
Typically, it has to be ratified. That's right.
So we'll see where that one necessarily goes.
Indeed. Well, I'll tell you what, let's head over. We've got Backgammon and Bob, and then we've got Anthony lined up as well. So Backgammon and Bob, good morning.
Yeah, I saw an interesting thing I saw on Fox News, which says that JFK Jr., or I guess that's right.
RFK,
says that RFK, J's R, whatever, and said that Biden is a much worse threat to democracy than Trump is, which I got to laud the guy for that. And one of the things, too, on the gun rights is one of the key things is if you're going to take away people's gun rights, then you have to have a very strong police situation. Otherwise, people have a much better feeling of security and safety because the police are what will give people the will counterbalance the fact that people don't have the gun rights.
Right. Well, that's a good point. That's a good point. But at the same time, they try to defund the police, take away the guns, and
that's what I'm saying.
Yeah,
you can't defund the police and take away people's means of self defense. That's insane. You have to have a good, strong police presence. Even so, it doesn't matter because if the police are able to respond quickly, and there are places they aren't, you know,
indeed
they can't. So, that's why. But I thought the RFK thing. I thought that was a very interesting point.
Yeah.
I think that's really that's really going to steam up the Democrats on that one.
It sure will.
All right.
Well, thanks, Backgammon Bob. We appreciate it. Yeah, Denise, RFK was saying it was because of, you know, Biden would go after the First Amendment, basically, against the political opponents.
Well, I mean, he already has.
Yep, that's true. That's right. Yeah, he did it. He says, as soon as he got sworn in, he was coming after me, basically. But I tell you what, let's head over to Anthony in Tampa, and then we got Neil lined up as well. So we want to try to get to everybody this morning. Anthony in Tampa, you're on with Denise Simon.
Yeah, really quick. Good morning, Kyle. Good morning, Denise. Denise, you made reference to Berlin's Olympics in 1973, and I have to recall to the fact that at that same year, Egypt and Syria launched an attack. Day prior to October 6th, and Israel was so elated that they had conquered and defeated and gained so much territory in the three previous.
Yep. Are you there, Anthony?
Uh-oh.
It was the same situation where they let their guards down.
Okay, yeah, just to say that last part. Oh, no, you get what he said, Denise? Go ahead.
Yeah, there was a lot of discussion in Golden Meir whether they were actually going to allow Israeli Olympians to even attend. And she said, you know, they made the decision to attend. They're just not going to live in fear. And they did it with the stipulation that they would have some kind of security, and Germany denied them the security. The rest is history. But there's a division of the Mossad, called Kidon, K-I-D-O-N. And they found out who the attackers were on the Munich Games, and they systematically took several years in some cases, but they systematically killed them all.
Indeed. Well, Anthony, we appreciate the call very much. We're going to head over to Neil in Henderson, Nevada. Good morning, Neil.
Good morning, Kyle. Good morning, Denise. Let me try to make this quick. I was listening to two reviews of two criminal cases pending against former President Trump. One is the hush money case, and the other one I think is the fraud case, which involves real estate values. The real estate value case, which somehow it's been elevated to a criminal trial, I believe. I think what really explodes the legitimacy of that case is comparative values of other properties. Engeron, the judge in New York, values the property in Mar-a-Lago at $18 million. I saw listed a similar property for $1.8 billion. Okay? A lower valued property, I believe, at like $785 million. That's a long way from $18 million. You know, I mean, you just can't arbitrarily assign a lowball number of $18 million to that estate in Mar-a-Lago. It's absolutely ridiculous.
Yeah,
I think it explodes the whole logic and foundation for that trial. The other case, the hush money case, totally ridiculous, defective legal logic. You know, if this were anyone else other than Donald Trump, any other person, okay, the DAs would never file cases like this because their reputations would be totally ruined. It's just laughable. We have to see what happens.
Indeed. Well, Denise, what do you think about what Neil's saying? We've got about 30 seconds.
I'm not arguing at anything he's saying. He's exactly right. He's precisely right. So, and remember, too, that Mar-a-Lago, I think, was Marjorie Meriwether Post's former home, summer home. So it has historical value in it as well.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Well, again, I think part of what Neil's talking about, too, here is that, well, you know, you just pull an arbitrary number because you're trying to railroad somebody, you know, and convict them of something and stop them from running for president. I think that's kind of the kind of part of the answer right there. But Denise Simon, thank you very much, Neil, for the call. We're glad to talk to you this morning. Denise, thank you. We're going to talk to you again tomorrow morning. Take care.
Thank you.
All right, Denise Simon, everybody, founderscode.com. And the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook. Folks, we are coming right back. We got Chris Markowski, the watchdog on Wall Street. Stay right there.
Third Watch.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
One in three adults has prediabetes. One in three. That means it could be you, your football buddy. Your football buddy. Or you, your best man. Your worst man. You, your dog walker. Your cat jogger. While one in three adults has prediabetes, with early diagnosis, prediabetes can be reversed. Take the risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I've noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from the carpal tunnel syndrome. I will continue to buy product. This formula is very powerful. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure is stabilized. My lower edema has reduced, and lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Folks, Tuesday morning continues to fly by, as it always does. It is a special ingredient of the program that we have that makes your morning go by super quick, especially if you're waking up with us here early this morning and getting ready for your day. We hope to send you off with a good smile into your rest of the day. And if your day is just ending up, well, we hope to also do the same thing as you get ready to as you get ready to rest and get up and do it all over again. Well, folks, it's a great time of the program this morning because we have Chris Markowski. He is the Watchdog on Wall Street. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com is the website. You can also go there and find out all about Chris, his radio show, also his podcasts, and much more information about Chris Markowski. And we're glad to have him with us here this morning. So let's say good morning to Chris Markowski. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning.
Good morning. Well, I'll tell you, there's so many different things going on out there. But certainly, we talked just about 24 hours ago about the channel, or I should say the Baltimore port, basically. They were able to open a small channel. They were able to get a tugboat and I think something else through there earlier. But they say it's still going to take a while because all these things are kind of intertwined. They got to figure out where to cut. But they are making progress, though, to try to get shipping happening again, even though it might be slow going. But at least that's a good sign, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, that's the part they're doing right now is the easiest part of the job, and they want to get that channel open as soon as possible, obviously, for the ports. It's then, get something built. Whether they're going to build a tunnel or another bridge, I don't know how they're going to handle it. I actually haven't spoke to anybody about the traffic diversions and what's going on there in the Baltimore area, but it can, anybody who's driven through there knows that, from there all the way down to D.C. and whatnot, it can get kind of rough with traffic. Now it's got to be pretty bad at this point in time. Like, I imagine a lot of people get up pretty early in the morning now to work to avoid a lot of that.
Oh, indeed. Well, I saw a poll earlier today, too. This has to do with a majority of voters, evidently. This, according to a JL Partners Daily Mail poll, found that a majority of voters backed a 10% tariff on, get this, all imports. And, of course, also, tariffs become very popular from time to time. But really, when we're looking at that, is that something that would be beneficial, or is that something that is it usually more punitive, or does it equalize things out? I mean, across the board, 10%, I don't even know where to start with that. What do you think?
That's horrible. I don't understand this. Like, people think that this is a good idea. Again, it's like corporate taxes. People are like, oh, I tax the corporation. You're paying the tax. You're paying the tariff. A business is just going to pass that tariff on down to the person who's buying the product. People think, oh yeah, this country's paying this tariff. Listen, I understand tariffs that are, in retaliation. You want to, level a playing field if it's a similar product, whatever it may be. I get that. But it's just raising the cost of that product for the consumer here in the United States, which is, again, it's a tax. It's inflationary.
Well, indeed. In other words, but it sounds like it could be something that would be popular because it feels like we're kind of sticking it to the importers or whatever. But you're right. It just gets added in. It's like any other major expense or even minor expense for that matter. Restaurants are going to put, extra charges onto your bill, or they're going to up the charges to pay for their supplies. In fact, in California yesterday, April Fool's Day on April 1st, that's when this new $20 an hour minimum wage went into effect for these fast serve, fast food restaurants. And as I understand, I think a lot of employees are already getting put on notice that, their jobs are really in jeopardy. And then they're going to raise their prices anyway, aren't they? I mean, this isn't going to help everything.
No, it's not. And, they're going to see that the job losses are going to come in. And, again, it's a cost of doing business. And if your costs go up, you're going to have to raise your prices. So, get used to paying a hell of a lot more for, whatever you get at McDonald's, whatever it may be, because their costs are going up. A tariff is a cost. And a lot of times it's input prices too. It's whether it be raw materials, putting tariffs on those things. Well, guess what? All of a sudden your products become more expensive because the cost of those products go up.
Well, sure. And then it becomes a vicious cycle. You let people buy less things, or they use your service less, so you start raising prices, to try to compensate for that, and it just becomes a vicious cycle. Well, another thing, of course, too, Chris, that people want to do is they want to become property owners. They want to build wealth in that way, I guess, at least in terms of what their home might be worth between now and 20 years from now. But according to a article I saw earlier, a lot of younger Americans are looking to try to go in with friends or other family members in order to try to make the dream of home ownership achievable at this point, more of a collective, I guess, approach. But is this something that we've seen much in the past, or do you think this is a new thing because of the way the economy works today?
Well, I mean, there's a lot of different ways. I know a lot of parents are actually helping out their kids at this point in time because again, it basically a home now costs on average seven times the average annual income here in the United States, where for the baby boomers it was three times when they were buying homes. So there's obviously a very different dynamic, and it's a lot more expensive to just live here in the United States. To exist here in the United States is a lot more expensive than it used to be. And, you know, now housing prices, car prices, insurance prices, food prices, the things that we need to live on every single day, those things have been rising steadily for a very long period of time. Have gotten gone parabolic over the past 4 years, where, you know, it hasn't been so much of a slow boil. People are actually seeing it and feeling it right away. And these things are not changing. I mean, inflation is here to stay. It's gonna continue on simply because, again, the government continues to print money. And I mentioned it yesterday, the end of the year, we're gonna be paying collectively $1.6 trillion in interest payments on our national debt, basically taking $1.6 trillion and flushing it down the toilet. And Republicans or Democrats, the slightest bit concerned in Washington, D.C., they continue to spend it's insane.
Well, indeed. And, you know, as you're talking about, you know, the government spending, all that is so inflationary. But, you know, let's just say, for example, you were able to get fuel costs down. Magically, fuel costs would come down, let's say. Would that have an overarching effect on the inflation that we're feeling right now in terms of what we're buying at the grocery store, or does that have to be in concert with some other issue that happens?
That's a part of it. And again, yeah, I mean, there's a myriad of different things that go into inflation and rising prices. You know, again, that's an input cost. And you know, that plays a part. There's no doubt. But the fact that you increase the money supply as well. And there's lots of different things you do to get inflation down, the regulation, whatnot, just given an input cost. There's more to it, you know, than that. You know, on Friday, Good Friday of all times, the EPA puts out a regulation, a rule, demanding that we gotta have, a certain amount of, semi trucks by 2027 to 2023 to 2035 electric. And, you know, those trucks don't even exist. And people talk about the Tesla Semi. The thing gets 170 miles on a charge. Those cars those trucks are heavier, meaning because of the batteries. I mean, they can't carry as much of a load on roads. These are going to add to costs that we're going to have to pay. So, you know, yeah, there's regulatory inflation, there's input cost inflation, and there's also monetary inflation.
Wow. Well, and of course, you know, typically, you know, a semi is going to take, you know, 80,000 pounds or something like that. I mean, it's humongous. And then the weight of the trucks in and of themselves, with being electric, is going to add to, tearing up the roads. And God forbid, you don't want to have an accident with a semi right now. But what happens if you have one of these electric semis? I mean, that could be really bad.
Yeah, it's just, again, it's the weight that's, that it's involved, and there's a myriad of things. It's the government getting involved in a free market.
Indeed. Chris Markowski, thank you so much. We're going to talk to you again tomorrow, my friend. Take care.
You got it. Have a good one.
You too. Chris Markowski, everybody. Always love talking with him. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com is the website, and we are coming right back after the top of the hour news. Hour number 3, now officially in the books.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.